Lord Nityananda, and a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, Ramdas. Yes, Ramdas? Yes? Miniketana Ramdas. He fell down. So we may not, like, who knows, it doesn't say what that means, he fell down. Like, fell into a face first into a puddle of mud or something, maybe fell down that way, but maybe some other way he fell down, but he fell down. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami received the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who appeared to him and blessed him for residence in Vrindavan, from properly honoring the devotee of the Lord, rather than the other thing. And so there are different manifestations of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his hand to his mother for not properly respecting Advaita Acharya. It was a leela. He would never do anything to his mother. But he was not going to tolerate disrespecting Advaita Acharya. And she's just said something about Advaita Acharya. Oh, he shouldn't be called Advaita Acharya, because he's in duality, so he shouldn't be called Advaita. And he shouldn't be called Acharya, because he sent my son away. Or by his influence, my elder son took sannyas, and now my younger son may also. And so she felt, she said something. Lord Chaitanya doesn't tolerate that. In us either, if he doesn't tolerate with Mother Sachi, what about us? And Gadadhar Pandit. And Shivas, who is the feature in the Panchatattva of the devotee of the Lord, the feature of Lord Chaitanya, who's the pure devotee of the Lord. And if one disrespects such a person, properly fitting to their position, befitting their position, if one doesn't properly respect, what's going to happen? Are we going to go beyond mechanical chanting? Are we going to be able to have proper relationships amongst devotees? And if we can, then only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy, free from offenses. Small point, right? Free from offenses. That's what we're aiming for, to chant without offense. We need this. So remember this phrase, sakale samana. You're going to hear it a number of times this weekend. Sakale samana. Honoring all living beings properly. As Lord Chaitanya said, offering respects to others. And then this other is without expectation of respect in return, which was in the first verse, praying for the mercy to have the strength to not want honor from others. It's not just a fault. It cripples our relationship with the holy name. It disturbs our relationships with others. You know, so, you know, anybody that's been in a community for a little while, we wish, we have this expectation that, you know, there's utopia. The spiritual world is utopia, and the Hare Krishna movement is supposed to bring utopia into our life. And then, wait a minute, we have this expectation and it doesn't happen. But it's not because of something outside of ourselves, it's because of something inside of ourselves. So this is some lessons to help us access mercy, descending mercy. So there's strength beyond our own strength. There's capacity beyond our own capacity. There's purity beyond our very limited paucity of purity. accessing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by, so the, I'm focusing now specifically on these two qualities. We'll go through the rest, but specifically focusing on honoring others. This is relationships. Honoring others, all living beings, properly. And the strength to overcome other things, you know, our wish for honor. And then the strength for forbearing. This is the tree that's more tolerant than a tree. That takes strength. Because here comes this onslaught, whether it's, you know, heat or cold, or it can be some, you know, honor or dishonor, some other feature of duality. Someone honors, someone dishonors. It takes strength to be like the tree, despite whether it's honor or dishonor. What's our position? We simply serve. That's what trees do. They just serve. Here is some fruits, here's some flowers, here's some leaves, here's some branches, here's some, whatever I have is yours. Because it's given to me by Krishna, so it's for the service of Krishna, it's yours. That the heart of the Vaishnava is like the tree, simply serving, and like the tree, simply tolerating that it takes spiritual strength. Why would we want that? Well, we don't like to be troubled. That's a lower level. I don't like being troubled. I like to be peaceful. That's a lower level. A higher level is to enhance our relationship with Krishna through Krishna's holy name, so we can chant the holy name properly. It's subtle, but what a difference between mechanical and not mechanical, or relationships that are loving instead of relationships that are the other kind. Bashing and, you know, disgruntled and tension and, you know, spoken or unspoken stuff. Stuff. The issue is our relationship with Krishna and our relationship with the holy name. So I'll try to focus now on this. I mentioned a sequence. Starts with humility. Humility begins when we make a sincere effort to reach reality. And then our arm doesn't reach. It's beyond our reach. I'm very tiny. And acknowledgement of our tininess, Prabhupada once said, Krishna consciousness is very simple. God is very great, I am very small, therefore I should serve him. That is Krishna consciousness. But the part of the problem is not how, part of the problem you don't know how great God is, but another part of the problem you don't know how insignificant we are. We won't know how great God is if we don't hear. We won't, even if we hear, we won't acknowledge it unless we recognize our tininess, our insignificance. And it's just fact. It's not like low self-esteem. It's just fact. We're very tiny. Insignificant. Krishna is significant. We're insignificant. Then, so from humility, just as Sharanagati indicates, the songs, humility, from that comes, I recognize the necessity for mercy. That's number two. Like Kripa Bindudiya. Then the call with submission. So there then comes surrender. And a call for mercy. So we'll do it again. Without humility, we'll even go back. Shikshastakam 1 and 2, the glories of the holy name and the merciful nature of the holy name, that Krishna is so kind. All of his transcendental potencies are in each and every one of his holy names. And there's no hard and fast rules to chant the holy name. It can deliver everything, but unfortunately I have no attraction. I'm a mechanical chanter. I chant because I know I should chant, but the taste isn't there. I know it should be there. It is there. But I'm not able to access it. So the Lord Chaitanya then gives his mercy to overcome that through this Shikshastakam 3. It's very, so important. So important. Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita is quoted having said, it's so important that you should string it on the thread of the holy name, this Trinadapi verse, and wear it always for constant remembrance, not sometimes. Like your life, how you lead your life, that's what this is. So humility, number two, acknowledgement that I need mercy. And then the call for mercy with submission and surrender. That's what this verse is, that's what this song is indicating. And features of that mercy, Sakale Samana. Please invest me with the power to honor all living beings properly. If you want to improve your relationship with Krishna through your relationship with the holy name, work on this one. Properly honor all living beings. And simultaneously, maybe even more difficult, not expecting anything in return. Like, you know, one of the classic ones I hear is, my mother-in-law. I try so much to please my mother-in-law, she's never satisfied. Oh, what do I do? It's not just, you know, a story, it's like a feature. Mother-in-laws, be kind, please. And those that have that situation, don't expect anything from mother-in-laws. And go on anyways. Is properly honoring. Why? Not just like, I don't want to have issues with my mother-in-law. It's the relationship with the holy name. That's the higher why. And one who can be situated like that, just something that I shared in class here yesterday from a class that we had with the Russian community on Wednesday evening, from the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, two sentences. Krishna descends in this world to remind people of the purpose of life when they have forgotten that purpose, which is really easy, natural. Then Prabhupada goes on to say, out of the many who may understand the purpose of life, very few actually enter into the spirit of this understanding. And for those persons, that's why Krishna came and spoke Bhagavad Gita. So this is trying to get to the essence. Just like, can we go to the next one? Well, next one, please. Next. Karuna Sar. Sara means essence, the essence of mercy. And to get the essence of mercy, one has to get the essence of calling for the mercy. Not just like, I want my problem solved, please. But I want my relationship with Krishna to be what it should be, please. And for that, I need the essence of mercy. And then here's again humility. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Humility. You know, take a look at yourself. Recite the list of valuable things therein. If you're Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you're like honest, you find nothing of value. If there's something of value, it's descending mercy has put that something of value. But otherwise, not only am I insignificant, I got lots of problems. And I'm trying to be a devotee. And I've got these other people I'm associating with that are like me. They got their problems. Therefore, your mercy is essential to me. So let's go to Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Gaura Lila, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'll just mention two out of an ocean of pastimes. One is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Anyone here not familiar with who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Okay. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was super scholar. Like, wow. He was the best scholar in the whole world, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not only in India, the best scholar in the world. Super, super scholar. So scholarly that the king of Orissa requested him to come and be his chief priest. So he went from Navadvip before Lord Chaitanya appeared, same place where Lord Chaitanya appeared, to go to Puri and reside in Puri and be his chief priest. And he was a householder, but he had thousands of sannyas disciples who were learning from him. He was like, whoa, super scholar. But his heart, according to his brother-in-law, was as dry as a dry oil cake because it was just theoretical. It was speculative knowledge. But he was like, whoa, he was a good speculator. He knew how to go, whoa, look at that. But his heart was very hard. And so his brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, said, you're such a person. Your heart is so hard. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in your house and you don't recognize it. Like, what to speak of realized God. He's in your house. And you think, you know, I'm going to teach him Vedanta Sutra. Because of that condition, he wasn't humble. He was clueless. So what did Lord Chaitanya do? He took the position of humility. Not, it's part of his lila. He didn't go smash him. Look, I'm the personality of Godhead. Look at this. Boom, bonk. You get it? You know, humble up there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. He's the Supreme Lord. He chose a different method. He just took a humble method, humble approach. He accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's offer to be instructed by him in Vedanta Sutra. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, by etiquette, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave him an elevated seat and he sat on the floor. And then he instructed him all day long for 7 days. They probably took a prasadam break, but all day long for 7 days. And Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. On the morning of the 8th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, you don't say anything. I don't know if you're understanding or not understanding my teachings. Can you say something? And he said something when he was asked to, very humbly, because he was, Lord Chaitanya was treating him as his superior. He said, I understand Vedanta Sutra very easily, but I must say, each word you speak, it confuses the message of Vedanta Sutra further, respectfully. Well, if you understand Vedanta Sutra, then you explain it. And Lord Chaitanya explained it so simply, so directly, not indirectly and roundabout and convoluted, just directly. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana is the message of, without the detail, of Vedanta Sutra. And it's meant to reveal Krishna and our loving relationship with Krishna through loving devotional service. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a wow experience. Wow. It's very clear. I've never heard such a clear exposition on Vedanta Sutra. Now this is super scholar. So now he's getting humbled up a little bit. And something's getting through. So then he said, could you explain the Atmarama verse from Srimad Bhagavatam? And Lord Chaitanya said, well, you're Mr. Super Scholar. You're very, very learned. I'm sure you can explain it very nicely. Oh, yes, I can explain it very nicely. And some number of ways, 12 ways or 14 ways or whatever it was, he explained Vedanta Sutra in some convoluted, twisted, indirect way. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Chaitanya to explain the Atmarama verse, and there's a whole chapter. And after hearing 64 different ways that that verse could be understood, all of which lead to the conclusion of loving relationship with Krishna through devotional service. The hardness of heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya melted, and he became very humble. And in that glimpse of the quality of humility, his heart, he gave his heart in submission to Lord Chaitanya. He said, you're not a sannyasi. You're the personality of Godhead himself, because no one could explain like this except the personality of Godhead. But, you know, the light went on. Lord Chaitanya smiled, and then he exhibited his transcendental Sadbhuj form. Krishna with two arms, Ramachandra with bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Kamandalu, his water pot, and his danda, his sannyas staff. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell to the ground, completely surrendered. So humility precedes the appeal for mercy, and then the surrender with that appeal for mercy, and then here comes the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which is our topic for this morning, accessing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Without humility, it's never going to happen. And he became not just one time humble and then became puffed up again. He stayed humble. He appreciated it's by the mercy of his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, that he had received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which is true. Plus, it was Lord Chaitanya's Leela. But he remained humble, always. So now, we're not Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we're not, you know, hard-hearted because of super scholarship, that although there are certainly people that have that thing going on in their life, we're devotees. And some are long-standing practicing devotees, some are beginning devotees, or some are somewhere in between. And the same principle applies. It's not like once upon a time I became humble. It's an ongoing dynamic. And I want to refer to another pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita with Sanatana Goswami. That Sanatana Goswami pictured here, where he has straw, trin, in his teeth, clasping the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Sanatana Goswami was prime minister of what at that time was about half of India, the kingdom of Nawab Hussein Shah. He was up there in qualification and position and wealth and honor and distinction and all the worldly things that people want, and he had no interest in it. He was interested in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he approached him in that way, saying, I'm such a fool. I'll prove to you I'm such a fool. People call me learned, and I think, yes, I'm very learned. But the reality is, I don't even know who I am. So I appeal to you, please instruct me. Kayami. And a wonderful response from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chapters in response to that question. and further questions and further answers. But start with humility. So here's Sanatana Goswami, after that, having been instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, wishing to be in Lord Chaitanya's association, because Lord Chaitanya gave him, after this instruction, he gave him residence in Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. But he wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he traveled on a pilgrimage, passing through the Jharikhand forest. He's such a scholarly person, he found out exactly the path that Lord Chaitanya followed, and he went to each of those places and heard from the forest-dwelling people that live in the Jharikhand forest, what happened when Lord Chaitanya came to your place? What happened with Lord Chaitanya? What were the pastimes? Like that. His interest was just Lord Chaitanya. But in the course of that traveling through the forest, he drank water from a place you shouldn't have drunk water, and he contracted a disease. Wet itches, Prabhupada. So, you know, there's dry and there's wet, like, you know, sores that yucky, pussy, smelly stuff comes from. That's what the kind that he had. So he was traveling, continued to travel, thinking, how unfortunate, because Lord Chaitanya is so affectionate to his devotees, he always wants to embrace his devotees. And when he embraces me, this yucky, smelly stuff will go onto his body. And I don't want to make that offense. So what to do, what to do, what to do? He developed this idea before he reached Puri that he would attend the Rath Yatra festival, see Lord Chaitanya, see Jagannath, throw his body under the wheel of the Jagannath cart and squish it. So he would give up his body in the presence of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. He didn't say it. He just thought it. That was his intention. One day after he had arrived, Lord Chaitanya told him, you can't do that. He showed he was omniscient. So he checkmated him and said, you can't. If it was so easy to attain Krishna by giving up our life, we would all do it. But you can't attain Krishna that way. And besides, you've given your body to me. You've surrendered to me. So it's my property. You can't destroy my property. Can't do that. Then he walked away. Happy to understand Lord Chaitanya knew his heart, even without speaking it. Unhappy that now that path of solving the problem is taken away from me. So then he started having a discussion with another intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya named Jagatananda Pandit. Jagatananda Pandit was junior to Sanatana Goswami, who was senior. But they were discussing because intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. And Jagatananda Pandit gave a suggestion. Attend the Rath Yatra, and then after Rath Yatra, go back to Vrindavan. Then you won't have the problem. You'll have the wet itches, but you won't have the offending Lord Chaitanya problem. So Sanatana Goswami thought that was very good advice. Although Lord Chaitanya wasn't told, somehow, pss, 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 it got back to Lord Chaitanya's ears. Ah. And he called Sanatana Goswami and said, that impudent Jagatananda Pandit trying to give you advice. Nonsense. He didn't say nonsense. That's something Prabhupada would say. Nonsense. You're here to take my association, so you stay. So that was taken away from him. He can't give up his life. He can't leave. He's got these wet itches, and Lord Chaitanya then would regularly go and try to embrace him and out of ecstasy, of love. And Sanatana Goswami would run away. No, no, don't touch me, don't touch me. This body is nasty. And Lord Chaitanya said, like a mother, and has a small child, and the child has messy stuff on the child's body. That the mother loves the child. She loves the service of cleaning the child, and it's her happiness as a mother. And so similarly, I have love for you. So don't deprive me of my feelings of love and expressing my feelings of love. And he embraced him. And like that, the illness, the wet itches, it was a miracle cure. You know, religions are sometimes built on a miracle cure. He was cured at once. And he fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet weeping. Witnessing that was Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami were staying together at Siddha Bakul. Because like Haridas, Sanatana Goswami felt himself unqualified to enter the Jagannath temple, so he stayed with Haridas and they saw the chakra, the wheel at the top of the temple. Lord Chaitanya would come to visit them. So Haridas Thakur's comment after Lord Chaitanya left was, just see, you're the greatest recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He just orchestrated, listen carefully, he orchestrated this whole thing just to put you in such a dependent position that you had no other shelter but the shelter of his lotus feet. He made you so humble that no intelligent plan, this or that or the other thing, would be work except one thing. Shelter of a lotus feet. And then he took the problem away. Just like that. You're the greatest recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Well, Sanatana Goswami was so expert. He said, no, you are the greatest recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Because I see in you the perfection of both prachar and achar. You have the perfect conduct and you have the perfect way of giving the message of Lord Chaitanya, to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya by your personal example. You spread that message. You're the greatest recipient of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are two examples. It starts with humility. And even if you're trying to be humble or trying to be a nice devotee, Krishna may help you. Don't complain when Krishna tries to help you. Krishna may help you become more humble and more humble, and to the point of breaking, more humble by some obstacle or some difficulty or whatever it is. For what purpose? It's not fair. It's mercy. And the fidelity of pure devotion goes to the one place. Appealing for a drop of mercy. Kripa Bindu Diya. So that we can have these four things that are mentioned in Shikshastakam in this verse. It's the strength for tolerating adversity, the humility, the not just like being small, the humility that's less significant than a blade of grass. This sakale samana, let's go back to number three. Two, that's it. The power to honor all living beings properly without any interest in being honored in exchange. Then, and not until then, will we have an unobscured relationship with Krishna and through the agency of chanting Krishna's holy name. Now it's 8:46 and I wanted to say a number of other things. I'll just say a few of those other things. Maybe we'll save questions for later. Maybe that's what I'll do. Because the subject is, like, I like the subject. Very nice. The opposite is true. Disrespecting devotees, it blocks access to the holy name. we don't do the sakale samana, we're going to do the other one. We're going to not properly respect. It can go to an extreme. It can go to disrespect. But not properly respecting, access to the holy name is blocked. Even we may chant, it's blocked. The section, so it results in, if we're not properly respecting, we're disrespecting, it's finding fault. So we, in the coincidentally, not by plan or design, the section of Srimad Bhagavatam that we're reading here at the Chicago Temple is Daksha exercising his fault-finding propensity to find fault in Narada. And as we were discussing, perhaps he has some justification. He was given some service by Lord Vishnu directly to do a certain thing. In his case, it was bear praja. Lord Vishnu arranged for a wife through whom qualified sons could be born who could assist him in that prajapati program. And Narada interfered with it. And didn't even say anything to him. Hey, I have a nice idea. What do you think if your, 10,000 sons join my bhakti program? He just like got them in the bhakti program. Didn't even talk to Daksha. Then he came to Daksha and said, hey. They joined the bhakti program. And he was hurt. And he said it. You've dealt with me unjustly. And you've manipulated these innocent boys unjustly. You've acted in a non-saintly manner. And, etc., etc. And Prabhupada describes Daksha was sadhu himself in a number of ways you can illustrate, but still he had this fault-finding propensity. And that's a problem. A fault-finding propensity is a problem. So I'll read two things. One is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the same discussion from yesterday, but that's okay, hear it again, where Krishnadas Kaviraj was requested by the devotees of Vrindavan, because he was granted residence in Vrindavan by Lord Nityananda for his properly honoring the devotees of the Lord and not being so happy with his relative for dishonoring Meenakethan or Ramdas. And not properly honoring Lord Nityananda. So, he's living in Vrindavan, hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day from Raghunath Das Goswami and being a qualified Kaviraj, a learned person who is very, very gifted in writing, please write all these pastimes down and the explanations of them in a literature. So he went to various Vaishnavas for their blessings. And one of them who he went to was Haridas Pandit. Haridas Pandit was a disciple of Ananta Acharya, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, living in Vrindavan, serving the Govindaji deity. And Krishnadas Kaviraj is glorifying Ananta Acharya and glorifying Haridas. And particularly for Haridas, his practice every day of reciting pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the benefit of his own self and those who would hear from Chaitanya Mangala. And another quality was his quality of adosha darshi. Dosha means fault. And adosha darshi, not seeing the faults. Not seeing the faults. And here's what Prabhupada writes in his purport. It is a qualification of a Vaishnav that he is adosha darshi. He never sees others' faults. Next sentence. Of course, every human being has both qualities and faults. Therefore, it is said, Sajana gunam ichchanti dosham ichchanti paramara Hare Krishna. Everyone has a combination of faults and glories, but a Vaishnava, a sober man, accepts only a man's glories and not his faults. For flies seek sores, whereas honeybees seek honey. Haridas never found fault with a Vaishnava, but considered only his good qualities. Remembering, it is understood everyone has faults. It's not like, you know, I don't see them. You know, Pollyanna, there's this phrase, Western phrase, Pollyanna. They only see, you know, a Vaishnava can see this and that, but their attention doesn't go to the fault. Their attention goes to the glories. And by that, they amplify the glories, which gives the strength to de-amplify the faults. It's a small thing. But one who has that quality has access to the relationship with Krishna through the relationship with the holy name, and then can be a person who can uplift others who have faults. But supposing you don't have that qualification, you see the faults. Is that going to help the other person overcome their faults? No, A and B. I approach somebody that has a fault and say, Prabhu, I just, you know, you have to call a spade, and I want you to know you've got a fault. And not only one, but several of them. So here they are. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I'm your well-wisher. I'd like you to overcome your faults. Or B. My dear Prabhu, you cook very nicely, you sing very nicely, your habits of study of the scripture are very wonderful. How you share these things with other devotees is so wonderful. Can you share some of those wonderful messages with me? And can we sit down and have kirtan together? And let's take prasadam and discuss, you know, Krishna Katha together. What do you think? And in the course of that exchange, the person feels uplifted. And then because of the relationship of loving exchange with that person, not only the fault becomes reduced, but if there's some discussion about this defect, how is the person will take it? Wow, they're my well-wisher. I have this wonderful relationship with this other person. In part, you know, it's human, or let's say, you know, it's our weakness. They're helping me. They wish to be in a relationship with me. And then and then similarly, they're indicating a fault. And then it'll be taken warmly and, you know, seriously. Well, fantastic. Can you help me support this shortcoming that I have? Sure. What would be the way that you would feel comfortable, most comfortable, that I do that? Well, let's just hear and chant some more, and then, you know, from time to time, when you see me doing this thing, just kindly bring it to my attention. Okay, if that's what you'd like, I'll be in that position of service. I mean, maybe that's like too ideal, or, you know, who can do that? You know, if that's theoretical. It's a culture. It's a difference between, you know, situations where there's relationship problems and they just stay relationship problems and they don't go beyond the relationship problem. And then we don't have access to the holy name, so we don't have the strength necessary to, you know, chant with attention because our attention is going over there. to all these people that have all these faults. Being is much better. But to do that takes strength beyond our own, because we're not doing, you know, we're insufficiently doing it. And if we were sufficiently doing it, we would have another taste for the holy name than we presently have. Or, you know, we wouldn't have the struggles that we have. And that's what we're here together to do, the festival of the holy name. Help us come to the Sakale Samana stage and the other one where we're not expecting something or other. Now, one other quote, and it's already 9 o'clock. It used to be when I was in my brahmachari stage of life at the Brooklyn Temple every morning, before reciting the 10 offenses, we would recite this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bahu janma kadi yadi shravana kirtana tabu ta na paya krishna pade prema dana. Translation, if one is infested with the 10 offenses and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, not just, you know, how many 24-hour kirtans you take part in, or Harinam kirtans you take part in, or how many rounds you chant, or something like that. For births of chanting, we'll not get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of this chanting. And we're speaking about, you know, the first offense, and, you know, the extra 11th offense, inattentiveness when chanting, because our attention is going to relationship issues that we haven't resolved while we're chanting the holy name, instead of the holy name and our relationship with the holy name. So to get beyond that, we need mercy. Humility, acknowledgement of the need of mercy, and calling this. So this is why we sang this song. Wonderful song. There's many other things to say, but I'll stop. Hare Krishna. To be continued. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There were some adjustments in the schedule. Are you going to mention that? Okay, good.